Dolly Parton's 72nd album is called Halos and Horns. It's the latest in a series of recent releases that has Parton revisiting her bluegrass roots.
I used to sit for hours as a kid, dangle my feet from an old flat bridge, seeing myself in the water below, shatter my image with the stones I throw.
A few years ago, Parton recorded an album of pure bluegrass. The CD was called The Grass is Blue. The change in sound was just one more that Parton has successfully made over her long career. Lately, she's been touring with a new band and playing to younger audiences in venues that usually feature alternative and punk rock bands. Some in the audience are discovering Dolly for the first time, even as she puts a bluegrass twist on one of her older songs, Shattered Image.
Shatter my image with the stones and throw.
I just always loved that song. And it was just recently, I just always thought the song had never done anything, and I just thought it was one of my better songs. And, of course, I'm always really good for the tabloids. I sell more.
No.
When I'm on the cover of tabloids, it's like they sell, I don't know what that is about it, but I guess I just look like one of those people that makes you want to read about what kind of trash I'm into now. And so there had been several stories, some bad things, and I thought, you know, I'm going to drag this shattered image out and, you know, just let people know that it does hurt no matter how much money you got or how famous you are when people talk about your bad, it just hurts. So it was just one of those songs I thought fit well in the album too.
If you live in a glass house, don't throw stones, don't shatter my image till you look at your own. Look at your reflection in your house of glass. Don't open my closet if your own's full of trash. Stay out of my closet if your own's full of trash.
What's the funniest thing you've ever read about yourself?
Oh, mercy. There's been some good ones. In fact, one said something about that I was pregnant. Of course, I'm a little too old for that now. But one said I was down in my back because my boobs were so heavy that I was just totally crippled with it. Then the next one came out that I was having this affair with some young boy. And the next one said I was having an affair with some young woman. I thought, Betty, for a woman flat on her back, I'm getting around.
These old bones will tell your story. These old bones will never lie. These old bones will tell you surely what you can't see with your eye.
These old bones. Very interesting song. You're multiple characters.
Well, actually, my mother sounds a lot like that. My mother has one of those old-timey sounding voices, and she sings a lot like that, but my mom's not in great health now. And when I was writing this song, I was thinking, boy, you know, that'd be good if Mama could have sung this with me. And all of a sudden, I just went into this voice to be funny. So I started saying, these old bones will tell your story. And then all of a sudden, it was like this light bulb went off in my head. I thought, oh, my Lord, I should do that. I should create this whole character.
Well, I just like helping people. I'm just glad that I can help. Well, I know everybody's secrets, but I keep it to myself. These old bones will tell your story. These old bones.
Now, what possessed you to cover Stairway to Heaven?
Well, a lot of people's been asking me that. Why not? I always loved the song, and my husband had always loved the song. And I'm always hearing this kind of stuff in the house, so I'll just be walking through, and I'll just gather these ideas. I think, man, that is really a good song, or what a beautiful melody. And I thought, well, we'll go in the studio, and if it turns out great, we'll use it. If it don't, nobody will ever know we even tried it. But everybody said, that took a lot of nerve. That's a classic. I thought, well, you know, a song is a song. And myself, being a songwriter, for instance, when I wrote I Will Always Love You, who would ever dream that Whitney Houston would have done such a fine job of that and do it in such a different kind of style. So I just think a good song can be done any different, you know, any number of different ways. It depends on how you arrange it. But I just wanted to give it a shot.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
Have you heard from Plant and Page?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, because I had changed a few lines, just some ad-lib lines. And any time you change a word in people's songs, you have to get permission from the publisher as well as the writers. And so we had sent it out weeks before, and I hadn't heard anything, and I thought, they're not going to let me do this. This is going to be a problem. So it turns out that then I got back off the road myself, and then I had got word from them that they had also been out of town, and they had just heard it, and that they really liked it, and they would give us permission to do it. So I was very relieved. And since then, I've heard two or three different times from Robert Plant about the song, and that he'd always heard it. He liked the fact that I used the choir on it, because he'd always kind of heard it like a spiritual thing, and he said he had almost used a choir, you know, at that time.
Radio stations still like you. I know a lot of performers who have been around a while are having trouble getting on the radio. Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, and the like.
Well, hopefully they still like me, but they don't play me. It's about the same with me, but they are beginning to play some of the songs actually from the last three albums. But, you know, these records, I have to also say, they don't sell that much like how we used to in the old days when I was on the radio. But it's not about the money to me. It really never was. It's really about the art. And like I say, it's like now, with doing these songs, I often make a joke, but it's also true, that I had to get rich in order to sing like I was poor again. Because this music comes out of me so natural, this kind of stuff. I think this is the music that I sing the best. But that's not to say that I don't have other fans in other areas, and that I wouldn't like to do another great country album with the steel guitars and the drums and stuff. I want to do everything. And I will.
Dolly Parton's new CD is Halos and Horns.